Daily Light, February the 7th, morning. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you. Take care, lest you forget the Lord your God. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice, and he fell on his face at Jesus' feet, giving him thanks. Now he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus answered, "Were not 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner? For everything created by God is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is made holy by the word of God and prayer. The one who eats, eats in honour of the Lord, since he gives thanks to God. The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, who forgives all your iniquity, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy. And you shall eat and be full, and you shall bless the Lord your God for the good land he has given you." Deuteronomy 8, 10 and 11. And Luke 17, 15 to 18. 1 Timothy 4, 4 and 5. Romans 14, 6. Proverbs 10, 22. And Psalm 103, 1 to 4. Daily Light, February the 7th, evening. Jesus had compassion on them. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who in every respect has been tempted as we are, yet without sin. He can deal gently with the ignorant and wayward. And he came and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "Simon, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." As a father shows compassion to his children, so the Lord shows compassion to those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers we are dust. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maidservant. And Jesus had compassion on them. Matthew 14, 14. And Hebrews 13, 8. Hebrews 4, 15. Hebrews 5, 2. Mark 14, 37 and 38. Psalm 103, 13 and 14. Psalm 86, 15 and 16.